So many women come to me and they ask, Tammy, how can I rediscover my passion and my purpose? Well, today I talk about that a little bit and talk about a mission that I have and talk about the importance of answering the question and give you a little bit of information on how to do that too. So let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this.
Do you ever feel like you want, like you need to experience life a little deeper? Like you feel like there's more, there's like, you want to rediscover the passion and purpose you had. There's so many times that I joke about how cool I used to be. Like I used to do cool things. Like I jumped out of a plane before. I've been to Iraq. I stood in Saddam Hussein's palace. I got to do some, like, I got to climb cell towers and comm towers. I got to travel for fun by myself. I got to spend my time doing whatever I want. Like my projects, if I had a project, I could just do them. I had hobbies that I could pour hours into, all before I had kids, all before I had a spouse, all before I had all of, you know, all these hats and all these responsibilities. And as I'm now, excuse me, sorry about that. As I'm now in my 40s, and honestly, it was as the kids were becoming more and more independent, I would say as they, you know, reached double digits, and then especially when they got into their teen years, that I have a little more time on my hand. I have and discovered soon, I've discovered, and I will talk about it more, and I'm actually even more so, I'm going to have someone else talk about it. The fact, like hormonally, like there's our biology is changing at this point where our nurturing side, because we don't have to, because our kids don't need us every moment of the day, even though, I mean, they will always need you. You're their mom or you're their aunt. They're always going to need you. And they don't, right? Like we have to give them those reins. So you have more time because they have, they're doing more on their own. They're going out with friends. They're my son is a month away from driving by himself. And that, I mean, that's, we're going to be sharing a car for a little while. So that's going to be a new thing for me, but I'm excited about that. And I'm excited for him, but I'm also excited for me because as I'm thinking about this, it's like all of these, like I get to re-engage, rediscover my passion and my purpose. Have you felt like that? This is a journey that I've been on for years because I find that our passion and purpose and what we're good at, all of these things that make up our identity, and this is the premise. This is, we're going to get honest here. We're going to get, I'm going to tell you a little bit about, well, about my mission. And those of you who've been with me for a while, you know that I've actually had a large amount of people who have recently signed up or subscribed or downloaded some podcast episodes. So I think it's time to like reintroduce a little bit and also remind you why we're here, why you spend 30 minutes a week or an hour a week with me, because our time is our most precious resource. Our time is the first thing that it's one thing that it's the giant equalizer. No matter how rich or how poor you are, you have the same amount of time each day. The amount of time we have on this earth differs, and we don't have even a clue of when our last breath will be. And so this idea of time, and I read this meme about how I follow a couple of like teenage mom blogs, and teenage having moms as having teenagers, that kind of teenage mom. But they're talking about, if I would have known that I start aging in dog years when my kids become teenagers, I would have done things different. And I'm like, holy cow, it's true. Like the older you get, the faster time feels to go. Like it just goes. And so one of my missions, like, well, my main mission, what I've become obsessed with is the fact that it, like, this understanding our identity, understanding our calling, our purpose, understanding our passions. And there's so many of it that you believe, and we think about things we're good at. We always think of tasks. We think of the behaviors, the things we do or we accomplish. But one thing that I've realized is it's more about the you go deeper. It's the what's behind that, what drives that, and why are some things so easy to understand and not? Why do we avoid thinking about our identity, who we are? Why do we feel guilty when we're not living up to something, or we feel like we're too much, or we have these expectations put on us, or we put on ourselves? Why do we have so many feelings, and why does it hold us back so much? And one thing that people in their 40s, before I got there, would tell me this, they're that when you turn 40, there's a switch that switches off, where it's like, it matters less what other people think. I have heard that at 50, it goes even deeper. And though I'm not rushing this, I'm kind of excited about this journey, because I have spent my whole life making sure other people are taken care of. Other people see value in what I do. Other people, I make sure that they have everything they need, that they know what they're doing. Even in the military, one of the things you're supposed to do is you go and you make your boss look really good. And doing really good is not enough. It's, you know, integrity first, service before self, excellence in all you do. Well, surprise, you can always do things more excellent. And that's kind of the American way, right? This is what we've been striving for. And it's the hustle culture. I've spent my whole life in this hustle culture. And in the last couple of years, I've really come to realize that our value and our worth don't come from our hustle. Your value and your worth, it doesn't come from your hustle or the things you do or how many committees you serve on or how many meetings you go to or how many extra duties or extra hats that you wear. That does not determine your value or your worth. And when we try to tie those together, that's when we feel unbalanced. That's when we feel unaligned. That's when our passion is drained. That's when we question our purpose, because our purpose does not have anything to do with the things we do. It's about who we are and the impact that we make. And so this is one of the things. One thing that really is amazing about the work that I do for me is that every day I get to look a little bit closer and a little bit deeper and say, okay, how can I say this better so you can understand it? So let me say this again. Your value and your worth is inherent to you. It has nothing to do with your daily dues, your to-do list, your action steps. Those are important. And that's one area, and I'll talk about that in a few moments, but I just want to hit home here that your worth was already sealed and decided before you were born. You are worthy of a beautiful life. You are valuable because God decided that the world needed you. We can hear it. We can hear it. People can tell us. And there's so many times but the validation we typically get is from the things that we do and not from who we are. I love the idea of like parenting our kids and validating their worth outside of, you know, instead of saying, oh, you're so pretty today, or oh, great job. You got first in the math quiz or whatever. It's, rewarding effort and trying to help them see their worth outside of what they do. And I love that. I think that in many areas we've done that so well that they don't think that they need to, I have another 20 something tell me, well, they know their worth and they want to work for, X amount of, they know their worth and they want X amount of dollars an hour and they want a management position. I was like, okay, so who have you managed? What leadership, experience do you have? So there is something to be said about skills and experience and knowledge and learning. So there's a very important place for that. But your worth and your value do not go with that, which means that your passion and your purpose for life also, that your purpose doesn't need to be tied up into what you do. Your passions. Now, I think it's kind of a disservice to say, like, find what you're passionate about and go towards it. I think many times our skills will get us the freedom to pursue our passions. I think many times, and even for my work, one of the things that I love working with women, I love helping guide leaders. I love helping women figure out what they're good at, why they're good at it, and how to use it. But one of my passions that comes from that and the funds, the money that I make through coaching, I get to give back to other areas that are my passion. There is emergence there. I don't know, emergence, is that even a word? I don't care. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. But we do have to do the things, the skills that we're good at. And you don't have to be passionate about something, if you're working. I'm not explaining this well. This was not where I was planning to go here. So I'm just gonna backtrack out of here a little bit and then I will address this in another podcast. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I hopefully you're following me and your passion and your purpose in life. How can you rediscover that? You get to figure out what you like to do. Typically, it has to do with the things we're good at, the things we value, the things that we see value in. You may have a passion for quilting. And so you have a job that pays the bills and pays for your quilting hobby. And you may want to turn that into a side gig. You may want to become a quilter full time. That's great. But you see what I'm saying is that sometimes our skills have to get through so that way our passion can see. And sometimes you're really good at banking and that's not your passion, but it's what the gift and the place that God's put you in. So that way you can pursue passions in other ways. And I'll stop there. But let's go back to this whole idea. Like, how can you rediscover your passion and purpose in life? How can you see the values that you hold and what lights you up? So one of the ways is to just get quiet and discover who you are. I don't think we sit enough and think about all the ways we used to be cool, all the ways that all the cool things that we did. Because I know, like, as a mom, I'm a lot more, like, when I became a mom, I know the responsibility I hold. I know that my kids need me. Excuse me. I know that I've kind of tampered some of my adventures, right? Like, I don't jump out of planes anymore. I could. And in fact, I'm really considering doing this again. And actually, I promised my daughter on her 18th birthday, we would do it together. So I'm really excited that, like, hell, that's 4 years from now. Like, my daughter, my baby will be 18 in 4 years and a couple of days because her birthday is this weekend. But we change our roles based on the responsibilities. And so to rediscover your passion, to rediscover your purpose, and we can have multiple purposes. Your purpose absolutely is to be a fantastic mother. And it could be other things as well. It's not, God is multifaceted. He did not create us like singularly focused. Like he gave us multiple skills and multiple passions and things that we love doing and interest. He gave us multiple interests because he's an artist. He's creative. And so he created us the same way, whether it's engineering, because I do think there's a part in that, in a creativity and some of us don't understand engineering as much, but I could see how an engineer can they're creating something. I can see, and then of course the artist who has a blank canvas. So we are multi-interested. Sitting down and thinking about what you used to be interested in. What did you like about it? A lot of times we think that we need to get validation or we need to get ideas outside of us. And really, no one needs to tell you what it is. I can guide you to it. In fact, I have a specific path that we can walk, a journey that will make it easier and a lot quicker. But when you get quiet and ask yourself what you really want, what do you like doing? And when you release some of the hold you have on areas of your life that you no longer have to hold tight on, having more time is not a bad thing. And in fact, it's a gift. Having more time to yourself, even with kids around you, is a gift. And it's not only for you, but it's for them too. I know that my kids are watching me in a different way now. Their focus, my son is, he's a 10th grader, sophomore. My daughter is an 8th grader. I can't believe just a few months after this year, I'm going to have two high schoolers. They watch what I'm doing rather than what I'm saying. In fact, they would prefer that I just stay quiet. They don't want to be told what to do, what teenager does, because they know best. But I know that they're watching. And it's not, when I have something to get excited about, they get excited with me. When I show them a new thing that I've figured out, or I really do enjoy painting. I'm not good at it yet. I haven't spent a lot of time. I haven't had a lot of time to put into it. I am writing a book and I have started that process, and there's days. It's amazing. I want to do it. I want to do it. I have so many ideas. And then it's like, okay, it's time to start. And my brain's like, you have nothing to say. What? There's nothing. What can you do? You don't have anything to write. Do you know how to write? It's crazy how our brain stops us. But I'm pushing past that. I am telling my brain that it's not the boss of me. But I'm enjoying the process. Like that's the part that I'm allowing in there is some days I write towards the book. Sometimes I write for fun. Sometimes I just write a prayer to God. Like it's more of a journey that I'm allowing myself to go on and discovering what part of it I like. So when I do and I come up with something that I think is fun or that I have a breakthrough, I get to share it with them the same way that I want them to share their breakthroughs with me. I want them to get excited when they figure something out or when they find a new solution. Or my daughter, she is an incredible artist. Her drawings, like her eyes. The way she draws eyes, you can see the soul of the person that she's drawing. It is beautiful. I want her to get excited to show me. If I'm never excited about anything that I'm doing, how am I modeling that to them? Because they're still looking. They still need your guidance. It just needs to look in a different way. So when you are getting curious and passionate, and showing them that they can explore and that they can fail or they can fall or they can try something and be terrible at it and still love it and keep at it. When you do that for you, you're showing them that it's okay too. I showed them that two pages that I wrote and it was terrible. It did not make sense. It wasn't even really my style. I was just writing that day and I was not in a place where it was forced. I showed them that I could rip it out and throw it away
and then I can start again. By doing that, I showed them that they can also try something, that they can not be proud of something they do and laugh it off and throw it away and still get up and do it again the next day. So I want you to break out of the mold. The idea of rediscovering your passion and purpose in life is all about you, because that, even that is not a selfish thing, because your kids need to see the process. They need to see how, and they need to experience it with you so they know that they can do it themselves. One of the things that, well, let's shift a little bit here, because I know for time-wise, and I value your time so much, and this is also dropping a lot later than it should, but that's okay because, hey, life happens. But let's talk about the how-tos for a moment. Let's talk about like the tips and tricks and things, because there's so many ways to figure out your passion and purpose and which is the right way for you. So I know for me, I've done and I've tried a lot of things. I have taken a lot of classes. I've gone to, you know, formal and informal education. I have, you know, poured a lot of time, money, resources, energy into this, because I do find that it's, well, that's also part of my passion, is to figure this stuff out. So that's where coaching comes in for you. That this is where that I can, what's something that I can offer you is I have shortcuts. I have tried it and I can, and I know that not everything works for everyone, but I've tried so many things that most likely I will know the way it works for you. So my process, how I believe, well, it's part of the way God wired me, one of these are my strengths, is I realized that what I'm really good at is helping people see what they're good at and what to do with it. I also help them see why they're good at it, and not just because they're good at, you know, administrative tasks, but it's the why behind the why that I can see the opportunity there. But let's talk about how it happens. Like, what do I do? What does coaching with me look like? And it's a multifaceted, in fact, it's four-dimensional. It is about behavioral science. I pull in my decade and a half, actually probably more than that, because even in the military, we did a lot of behavioral science training. Why do people do what they do? So the behavioral science, human science, the neuroscience and the strategy, the emotions and, you know, the human science of, you know, personality, why we do what we do, how are different motivations, how are different fears factored into each person, because there's no two people who are alike. And there's themes. We are habitual creatures. Through working with, you know, I think now I'm well over 5,000, over 5,000 hours working with clients one-on-one, and then with groups even more as well. But looking at habits, looking at patterns, looking at behaviors, and then looking at the why behind the why, that's what we get to, that's where the magic happens. That's where when we see the motivations. And so using things like the Enneagram, we can see, we can discover the motivations quicker. And then the brain science, the neuroscience behind it, and the neurocoaching specifically, it's the frameworks and the way that working with the brain instead of against it. I'm not for affirmations. And affirmations, the way the world does them, do not speak directly to your beliefs. You want more information about that? I will talk about that on another podcast, because that's a whole, and I think I have one, why I'm not for affirmations and manifestation and things. There's a way to do it properly. There's a way to do it that renews the mind. There's a way to do it and bring God into the picture, as well as work with your thoughts and the evidence that's in your life. And then we have strategy. You can, like, having all of this information
and having all of these tools, if you don't have a strategy on how, like, we are in information overload. There's nothing new under the sun, nothing new. And it's all about how things are put together. The strategy that I have spent over a decade working through to see, okay, if we put this behind this, it works more efficiently than if we discover what this is first. So understanding our thoughts, by knowing our motivations, we're able to see our fears versus looking at our fears first. We think that identifying our fears, because they're easy, but if we don't know, you know, we can be afraid of heights. Why are you afraid of heights? What is the motivation there? So there is a strategy piece that is carefully crafted and steps to take. Like, this is why you do coaching versus trying it on your own. You can get there, but how long is it going to take you? So this is something that I love doing. And what excites me even more is the fact that no two people are the same. So even my frameworks are shifted slightly based on you. The framework works. So I have the overall shell, and then there's plug and play pieces based on your needs, your fears, your motivations, your avoidances, your desires, the way God wired you. And so with that, like, all together, that's the four dimensions. Like, without one of them, there's a hole, there's a missing piece. And so by putting them together, which is something that I get to do because I have those pieces, I've studied all of those, and then wrapping it in the bubble of strategy, that's the how. That's how we come up with these steps to take. You're not trying to figure it out on your own. You're not trying to rediscover your passion and purpose and why am I here and all of this and throwing darts and I'm going to try this passion. I'm going to try this or I'm going to, you know, I know I have a fear here, so I'm just going to avoid this altogether. There's no fear. There's no worry when we start in addressing things. All these old expectations and things come off and you're lighter. This is where the full weight of joy comes in. Because we either carry the full weight of the world, the expectations, the stresses, the responsibilities, all the hats, and we carry it on our own shoulders, or we get to carry the full weight of joy, where not only do we have God who carries the biggest load for us, but we also we can share it in a community. I hope that I am explaining this clear for you. I hope you see that we can rediscover our passion and our purpose. And in fact, it's necessary. And there's a way, there's frameworks, there's a way you can do it that doesn't take a year, that doesn't take months and months and months. And in fact, there's ways that you can start making those small steps, lasting steps in one moment, really. So I just want to welcome the new listeners to Tammy Marie Coaching and the Full Weight of Joy podcast. I am obsessed with helping you figure out who you are and why you're here. I am obsessed with helping you figure out what you're good at and how to use it. You may know what you're good at, or you may know how to use it, but not understand why. You may be needing more balance in your life. You may need to break busy. You may need to step into who you're called to be in this next phase of life. And this is something that I can help you with. I can guide you. I can help you be the best version of you, for lack of better words. I can help you have the full weight of joy. And it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to take years of therapy. When we can sit and we can talk and we can get clear and curious instead of judging ourselves, lights come on. And the more light in a room, the brighter it is, the easier to see. So friend, I would love to connect with you. I would love to talk with you. I know that you're sitting here and you're wondering, is this for me? Or some of you may be wondering that. Some of it is, will it work for me? Some of it is, do I even have the time to do this? And let me tell you, you would not be here. We would not have crossed paths if this wasn't, you would not be asking yourself this question. You wouldn't be staying on the podcast this long if there wasn't an element here that you're curious about. If there is an element, there's a small curiosity. I encourage you to sit with that for a few minutes and ask, what about this is exciting? What about this is hopeful in your, like, where's the hope for you? Because I know that you're worthy of a beautiful life. I'm excited about the fact that you have more time in your schedule for yourself and that your kids can watch you blossom into like this amazing mom who they can be proud of too. Because, and then you can guide them in creating their lives as well because they can see you. I mean, you want them to be amazing adults and you want them to have passions and purpose and you want them to try things and experience life. If you don't model that, where are they going to learn it? All right, friend, I will talk to you soon. I would love to see you over on Divine Destiny, my free Facebook community. I will put this in the show notes where to click and come. Your action step for today. What part of this is exciting or kept you listening? Why did you stay on these 32 minutes when I'm clearly, I talk a lot. I enjoy talking. I do not do detailed notes. I have three things that I want to get across on a podcast because I've learned that I like a conversational style. I like to see where God leads us. I'm a tangent person. I like to see where things go. And clearly this is where we've gone today. So if you're new to me, welcome. I am so glad you're here. And I will say that often because I really am grateful for you. I know that you have a purpose. I know that you have a calling and I know you are meant to do amazing things. I know you're meant to shine your light because when you shine your light, it gives permission to other women to shine theirs. So together, when we start to shine our lights, the world gets brighter and brighter. And we can see that we're not in this world alone. All right, friend, connect with me over on Facebook. Send me an Instagram DM. I have had a couple of really good conversations with people in the DMs lately. And now finally, I see why people are like, oh, I love talking to people in my DMs. Because finally, I started getting more people than, you know, like people asking me to marry them or telling me that they want to be my sugar daddy and give me $1,000 a week for no saucy stuff. Yeah, I haven't seen a dime from that. I should be a multimillionaire weekly because of that. But anyway, I digress. DMs, Instagram, it's a funny place. Social media, it's a funny place. I'm still learning about it. But anyway, I want to connect with you. I want to talk with you. And I want to see how I can help you. Because I know that I can. And I know that you're worthy. And I know that you're capable. And I know that if you just say yes to yourself in a small way every day, you can see what a beautiful life you can have and how you can have the full weight of joy right where you are without chucking it all and moving to Bali, even though I'd really like to go visit Bali soon. All right, friend, with that, choose joy till joy chooses you. Bye for now.